Listen on any day. Why didn't I do this sooner? Only thing you ever say. Xaviera, best host of all time. All of the faithful listeners will say they never lie. Check every story they run, like me with the rhymes. When other shows report anything, it should be a crime. Entertainment news, yeah, I gotta get mine from ICC, and you should be inclined to do the same if you got half of mine. I do cosign this lady to shine like Frankenstein. Cut it to day design. IceCreamCombos.com. Tune in. Tune in. Yeah. This influence, influence by IceCreamCombos.com.
Happiest Friday, ICC friends. It is your girl, Xaviera. It's been so long since we did an ICC chat together. I almost feel like Miss Sophia after she sat in that cell and then came back home and ain't recognized nobody at dinner. But I am so happy to be here with you tonight, and I am so happy that you guys are tuning in. We have so much to talk about, so much to catch up on. I hope everyone is doing well. I hope everyone is happy and prospering and feeling great and looking good out here. But if you are just now tuning in and this is your first time joining me for a Friday night chat, I would like to say welcome to all of my OG ICC friends who tune in every time I show up. I love you guys and it's so good to see you again. Please, if you have not done so just yet, please share this chat so that our other ICC friends may know that we are online tonight. I know some of y'all forgot about me, but it's okay. I'm a thug. I'm a cry on the inside. I ain't gonna let it get to, you know, get to me too much, but I am very, very happy to be here tonight. And listen, quiet is kept. It's been so long since I did a Friday night chat that I almost forgot about tonight's chat, and I was literally putting on my bonnet. Like, I am not dressed from the waist down because I was getting ready to get in the bed. I was putting on my bonnet and my husband was like, you ain't doing your chat. And I was like, oh, snap. So I'm here. So shout out to him for reminding me because, whew, y'all, I just been so tired and so busy lately. But just a few things before we get started. If you have not done so yet, please download the Ice Cream Convos app. I am not about to worry myself with all these different algorithms and whatnot that these social media networks are doing. I'm not going to do it. So that's why I got an app. So if you download the ICC app, you will always have the scoop the minute that I post it. You will never miss any of the scoop. You will always know what's going on with giveaways, celebrity news, podcasts, all that good stuff. So download the ICC app. If you are not an app person and you still want the scoop, then make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. All you have to do is search Ice Cream Convos. Make sure you subscribe to us on Instagram. We are Ice Cream Convos with an underscore because, you know, our other page, it was a long story and I don't even want to get into that right now. But anyway, so we are Ice Cream Convos underscore on Instagram. So make sure you just subscribe on YouTube, follow us on Instagram, download the app, and I feel like it's something else. Subscribe to the podcast. So let me tell y'all what's going on with this podcast, because I know I've gotten a few little cuss out notes from y'all regarding the ICC podcast. I love podcasting. And for years, I was podcasting with my bestie, Carla. And then she got all busy doing things. And then I got all busy doing things. And the podcast fell by the wayside. So a few times I tried to revive it. But to be 100, I never put 100% back into it. Because it's almost like when you break up with a dude and y'all get back together. And y'all happy to be together, but it just don't feel the same. And it was kind of like that. But I miss podcasting so, 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 so bad. It was so much fun. I love doing it. And to be quite honest with you guys, the reason why I've been dragging my feet with the podcast is just because I figured you just wouldn't want to hear me talking by myself. You would want me to have a co-host or somebody to bounce ideas off of. And my husband was like, well, you ain't bouncing ideas. You don't have no co-host when you do your Friday night chats. And I was like, no, but yes, I do. Cause I have all of my ICC friends. But anyway, so I'm going to bring the podcast back, but I think what I'm going to do is for the very first podcast for the relaunch, because I've been dropping podcasts here and there with different celebrities I've interviewed, but for the official podcast launch, I think I'm just going to tell my life story. The first podcast is going to be me telling my life story, because a lot of you only know me from coming on here or for reading ICC for, what is it, 8 years now that I've been doing this. So I want to share my life story with y'all. Some of you may find it interesting. Some of you may grab a pillow and some warm milk and go to sleep. But I think that's what I'm going to do. Because what better way to start a brand new relationship with you and myself and my podcast than to tell you all about me and to share my story with you. So when I act weird or do something stupid, you'll kind of understand, because you'll be like, oh, well, you remember when she said when she was 15 or something, the little brick fell on the back of her head or something, you know, just something like that. So with that being said, I am going to kick off the podcast by telling my life story. Now I'm just trying to figure out what I want to tell and what need to stay in the closet. So, but we're going to do that, but that's going to be fun. And, so that I plan to do maybe early April. I want to have that back up and running early April. If you are in the Atlanta area this Sunday, I will be hosting the advanced screening for Ready Player One with Fandango. Fandango is doing an advanced screening. It is absolutely free. You are able to come with up to 4 people, including yourself. They're going to give free popcorn, free soda, and I will be hosting. So it's so dope. And I'm so excited because hosting was one of the things that I really wanted to get into this year. And look at God. So I will be hosting that event on Sunday. If you are interested in going, you can either visit Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and the link is there for you to go ahead and RSVP your tickets, because they're going to go fast. So make sure you RSVP your tickets. Also on Tuesday, I will be headed to New York for the premiere of Acrimony with Taraji P. Henson, Tyler Perry's movie. So I will be heading to the Big Apple on Tuesday, courtesy of Lionsgate. Shout out to my friends at Lionsgate. So I'll be headed out there for that premiere, and that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really interested in watching Taraji terrorize her ex-husband or her man who done left her for somebody else or something. All I know is when a woman's fed up, it ain't nothing you can do about it. So I'm going to go and see what type of terror Taraji P. Henson will be bringing in Acrimony. So the film comes out, I believe, on the 30th. So you definitely want to go out and support Taraji. And, you know, so that's what I've been up to, if you care to know. Before we get started, I also want to send out my condolences to Queen Latifah on the passing of her mother, Rita Owens. Y'all, that news broke my heart so bad. You would have thought I played in the sandbox with Queen Latifah, and Miss Rita used to make us peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in the afternoon after school. It just felt like Miss Rita was one of those people that you just felt like you knew, especially if you were a fan of Queen Latifah's. And, you know, I'm a Jersey girl, so, you know, I was all in. But especially if you were a fan of Queen Latifah and Living Single, you know, Miss Rita was making guest appearances on there playing Queen Latifah's mother. Well, playing herself on Living Single. But she was always such a beautiful spirit, beautiful smile, such a meek soul. So the world suffered a great, great loss with her. And I'm just sending my condolences to Queen Latifah and the rest of her family. Miss Rita had been battling heart disease for like a decade. So, you know, just a great, great loss. And then I was also saddened this evening because Miss Deshawn Monique Brown from Chicago Fire passed away, and she was only 49 years old. They believe that she passed away from a heart attack, but the autopsy and all that good stuff hasn't been completed yet. So I don't want to jump out the window with assumptions and all that until the final, you know, word comes down on her cause of death. So just sending condolences and my sincere sympathies to her family as well. Deshawn left behind a daughter, and I don't know how old her daughter is, but just very, very sad, especially, you know, it, Yeah, so I got a thing with death, so don't mind me. Yeah. So, all right, so enough about that, because I keep talking death. I'm going to end up having to take a cry break. Y'all don't want me. Y'all do not want to see me. If y'all think Tyrese got an ugly cry, let me tell you something. Tyrese don't want this work. Tyrese don't want the smoke with my ugly cry face. And the irony is he and I are born on the same day. So don't judge all Capricorns by Tyrese's antics. Please don't do that. Okay, so I grabbed me a sip of water. I figure we'll kick off tonight's conversation with Amber Rose, because Amber Rose made my news feed twice this week. First things first, Amber Rose was, and she had every right to be, she was absolutely livid because her son Bash, the adorable, amazing little five-year-old Bash, he's a fan of Taylor Swift. Now, one of the reasons why I love Bash so much is because Bash is like a guy after my own heart. He loves Chicago. He loves the old jams. You know, he's such a, she calls him Pumpkin, and he's just such a pure, pure, pure child, if there is such a thing. And he's just so innocent and so pure. And he loves Taylor Swift. And Taylor Swift sent him this, it's like some type of special little gift box from her new album, Reputation. And it had tickets to her stadium tour, had an album, and all other little goodie merch and things on the inside. So he was hype and he was so excited, and he could not believe that Taylor Swift sent him this package. Well, she sends him the package, and Amber Rose shares the videos on social media and tags Taylor so Taylor can see. Well, lo and behold, here come the trolls. And some trolls started calling this five-year-old child gay because he likes Taylor Swift. And I was like, what? And so I was like, you know what? Trolls gonna troll. Ignorance gonna ignorant. I'm just going over here and mind my business because, eh. Well, Amber Rose ended up popping off, and she read those trolls for filth for calling her child gay. Like, who calls a little baby boy gay just because he likes music? Like, hold on. First of all, did I miss the memo that your preference in music dictates your sexuality? Like, did I miss that memo? Because I've been listening to some country music lately, and I do not want to be categorized as a redneck. Like, I need to understand, is there some type of man law or some type of code somewhere that I missed, or some type of DNA under some musical DNA testing that I missed somewhere that says your musical preference dictates your sexual preference? Like, so somebody need to put me on, because apparently I missed that memo. And of all things, why would you throw that on top of a child? But it's so tough, because as a parent, you know, you want to share pictures of your kids and cute things of your children on social media, but then people will try your life, and there is no way to dig deeper into a person than through their child. And, you know, so for Amber, my heart goes out to her. But the thing, the only question that I have is that Amber has been very vocal about the fact that if Bash, whatever his sexual preference turns out to be, she is absolutely fine with it. If he decides to be a heterosexual male, she's good. If he turns out to be homosexual when he grows up, she's fine with it. So my thing was, if you're fine with that, why get so upset with people making ignorant assumptions about him being gay? Now, first things first, kids are off limits. And I say that all the time. First thing, kids are off limits by all means necessary, point blank, period. But it's just like me saying, well, I don't care if you're gay. And then somebody says, well, she's gay. And then I'd be like, don't you be calling my homegirl gay. It was something, it was just a lot going on. But at the end of the day, Bash is off limits. All children are off limits. And I don't understand what type of person attacks a child, or what type of person clowns a child or makes assumptions about a child. Or I just don't get it. And I don't understand what type of burnt, just smithereen soul would do such a thing. I remember one night I posted a picture of Kevin Hart's little boy, and I was like, oh, look at Kenzo. He's, you know, he's so cute. Look at him. You know, he's growing so fast. And people talked about that baby so bad. And all I could do was just shake my head. And I was like, Lord, It's going to be a lot of kerosene draws going into hell because the way them people talked about that baby, and babies don't have any control over their appearance. Baby knows. Children don't have any control over that. So it just takes a special type of terrible person to come after a child. It just takes a very, very special type of terrible person to come after a child. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and move on to the next thing with Amber Rose. Now, a few weeks ago, I think it was maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks. I don't know, because it's not really that much on my radar, but it passes me in passing and I kind of pay attention to it a little bit. But apparently Amber Rose and 21 Savage broke up. 21, right? So they broke up. And it's funny how that we live in a day and time and in an age where relationships, friendships, and all kind of other ships can be ended by unfollowing somebody on Instagram or social media. Like, let that sink in. This is where we live right now. We live in a place and time where if I'm not your friend no more, I'm gonna let everybody know that I ain't effing with you no more by simply pressing one button and unfollowing your behind on social media. And then what really kills me is there are people who actually sit and track who unfollows who on social media. Now, I'm a blogger. Yes, I report celebrity news and entertainment, but y'all, I ain't gonna never get that deep with it. Like, if I know somebody unfollows somebody, it's because I heard somebody else say it. I went and looked, and sure enough, it's true. I am not the person that sits, because you know, Instagram has that one feed where you see what people wrote to you, you see what people like for you, and then there's another feed for you to be nosy and watch what everybody else is doing. I never go in that feed. Ain't none of my business what y'all doing. Now, I will say this. Years ago, well, maybe a year and a half, couple years ago, when they first started doing that on Instagram, I used to be nosy and I used to go look because I felt like, well, I'm going to miss something if I don't look. And it's so funny because every night, because I used to work late nights, right? Not late nights on the job, late nights on my blog. Every night around 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, before Colin Kaepernick woke up, he used to be on Instagram 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning, just liking pictures of thoughts, just liking big booties. Ooh, yes. Big titties. Ooh, yes. Half naked. Ooh, yeah. Legs spread. Absolutely. And he used to be writing little comments under the pictures. And I was like, ooh, Colin Kaepernick is a creep. And it's so funny to watch his transformation from being a creep to being super woke. But I'm here for it because, listen, people got to evolve and people got to grow. But I'm going to tell y'all one thing. Colin Kaepernick used to have it popping between 1 and 3 a.m. every single night. He was on them thoughts. Hey, hi, how you doing? Hit me back. I was like, damn, Colin, this is what the NFL players do, late night tip. Get on social media and start sliding through the feed, sliding through the timelines. That was before people started really clocking. But yeah, that was funny. So shout out to Colin because he woke now. He real woke. But back then, he was trying to put somebody to sleep because he was all up in them timelines and carrying on. But I just can't do it. I can't. It's bad enough I'm trying to keep up with what the celebrities doing in this feed to tell you what's going on. I can't hop over here and then go watch who liking who and who commenting on who and who unfollowing who. But anyway, I say all of that to say, that's how people found out that Amber Rose and 21 Savage had allegedly called it quits, because they unfollowed each other on social media and they pulled each other's pictures down. So I'm like, okay. Well, then I think she tried to kind of blow it over a little bit. Well, she was on Big Boys and was it Big Boys Neighborhood this week? And sis is going through it because she did confirm that she and 21 Savage did indeed break up. Sis was like, I love he, I miss he, I think about he every day. And they asked her, you know, Big Boy was like, well, are you single? And she was like, I don't want to say I'm single, because by saying I'm single means that I'm interested in moving on, and I'm not interested in moving on. So I don't know what 21 done did or what she done sniffed in his drawers, because y'all know she sniffs his drawers. So I don't know what she done sniffed in his drawers. Cause remember back in the day when they say you put a little something in a man's spaghetti and stir it up and stuff, he'd be in love with you for the rest of his life. So maybe it's some type of aromatherapy or something in 21 Savage's drawers, or he got some type of pheromones in there that done got up in her, you know, in her respiratory system. And now she can't get over him. And, yeah, So she did confirm that they did indeed break up, and sis is like really holding a torch for this particular situation. So I wish her the best because I know what it feels like to have a heartbreak, even though it's been a long, 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 long time since I had a broken heart. But I know what it feels like to have a broken heart. So I'm not going to judge this girl. If she want 21, 21, 21 back, she want them dirty drawers back so she can continue to smell them and keep her respiratory system flowing, then hey, sis, you know, hang in there. One thing that I do like, I may not agree with a lot of stuff Amber Rose does, but I love to hear her talk. It's something about her voice that is so soothing, especially when she's speaking to Bash. I love it. I absolutely love the sound of her voice when she's speaking to Bash. But okay, so anyway, let's go ahead and talk about the Norwoods real quick because the Norwoods kept me very, very busy over the past couple days. In the sense of, cha, where is Ayanla when you need Ayanla? Okay, so here's how it all started. Ray J and Princess Love had their baby shower. First, they had their gender reveal and they are expecting a baby girl, so congratulations to them for that. Well, then they had their baby shower. Well, they had a couple baby showers because Princess Love family was throwing baby showers. They were just throwing showers in the shower. I mean, it was a whole bunch of baby showers, okay? But anyway, they got to the big shebang, the official baby shower. And Brandy and Mama Sonya was nowhere to be found. So I was like, ooh, this is a little strange. So I'm looking through the pictures because I was like, well, should I share these pictures? Do my ICC friends want to see pictures of Ray J and Princess Love baby shower? Because keep in mind, back in January, Princess Love was like, she done. She tired of being the fool. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. She was like, I'm done with Ray J. And I done played the fool. And you done fooled me once. Shame on you. You fooled me two times. And fooled me for the third time again. And she was just done with it, right? So she online and she talking about how Ray J, she ain't seen him in a week. And then the video with Ray J allegedly in the hotel room with the woman in the shower. And then there's another woman in the background with the robe and all that tomfoolery. So then Mama Sonya was on her Instagram account throwing shade and praising Ray J, talking about how Ray J is such a good man. And then she throwing shade, talking about don't be throwing stones when you live in a glass house. So basically, her and Princess Love and Ray J, all of them was throwing subliminals back and forth. Okay, fast forward. Now it's March and everybody, she's back in love and they all good and they having this baby shower. Well, Mama Sonya didn't come and Brandy didn't come. Papa Norwood was there. He was in the building. He took a picture with Princess Love. He's like, hey, I'm in the building. What's up? You know, why do old, I love when old black men do this in pictures. So he was in, you know, he was there, whatever. Okay, so I'm like, well, what happened to Sonya and Brandy? I was like, peculiar. I can't say that word, but I try every so often and play myself. But I cannot say peculiar, whatever. It was strange, right? So I'm like, okay. So then here come TMZ. TMZ was like, well, Mama Sonya and Brandy didn't come to the baby shower because they got into a beef with Princess Love. And Princess Love told them to mind your business. Minding my business. Just minding my business. She told them to mind their business. And then they wanted an apology. And she was like, I'm not apologizing to nobody. So allegedly, they had this big blow up. And they was like, well, bump your baby. We not coming to the baby shower. So I'm like, okay, now that could be feasible. I could see something like that going down. Yeah, I can. So I went ahead, posted the story. Well, I posted the story and, you know, some of Brandy's fans came in and was like, no, that's not true. That's not true. Brandy had a performance in Hampton, Virginia. So I was like, okay, well, let me. So I was like, looking around. I was like, oh, well, there she is on stage singing in Hampton, Virginia. Oh, okay. Well, that's why she wasn't at the baby shower. So then Brandy's mom first put in an atmosphere like, yeah, you know, supporting my daughter and her performance on the same day as the baby shower. I was like, okay, she dropped that little morsel right there. Okay, so this is why they weren't at the baby shower. So I like, let me tell my ICC friends. So I started feeling bad because I'm like, Lord, I done said this family was beefing off of some bad intel I done received, and I done told all my ICC friends that this family was beefing during a beautiful time in their life when they're getting ready to welcome a baby into the house. So let me go fix it, Jesus. So I get online. This is why Mrs. Sonya and Brandy wasn't at the baby shower. Boom. Brandy was performing. Boom, boom, boom. So I did that. And then maybe like an hour or two later, here come Brandy. Brandy was like, OMG, I am so sorry I missed my baby, the baby shower. I'm so excited about my niece, but I had a performance. But I was at the gender reveal the day before, and I pushed back to my flight arrangements and everything. And I'm so proud, and I love you guys so much. And yes, and yes, and yes. So I was like, oh, that was sweet. Let me let my ICC friends know. So I was like, y'all, Brandy said she is sorry that she had missed the baby shower, ... because she was performing and she is so excited about her new niece that's coming, and she loves Ray J and Princess Love, ! So I put that out there. So I was like, whew. Now I had to go pray a little bit because I can't speak for other bloggers, but it really bothers me when I put out information that I later find out is inaccurate. That junk bothered me. Like, I literally like want to just fall on my sword when that happens. But I try my best to make sure that I get the most accurate information possible, or the most accurate information available, and give it to you all. If I find out something wasn't right in the milk, I'm going to come back and tell you to pour out the bowl, pour out the jar. We ain't messing with it. We're going to move on to something else. Okay. So I'm like, whew, okay, it's all good, y'all. So I went to bed, said my little prayer, asked God to forgive me for giving y'all poor information, and thank God for all my blessings and for y'all and for my family and for it and my health and my life. And then I woke up the next morning and Princess Love done told that girl to shut the F up. I said, hold on, wait a minute. Let me put some water in. I got to take a sip. I said, wait a minute, Princess Love done told the child to shut the F up. Now, you know that's hard when you tell somebody, shut the F up. She ain't say, girl, chill, boo bye, whatever, SMH, roll in my eyes. She said, STFU, shut the whole F up. So I said, oh, dear ICC friends, apparently I was correct in my initial report that they are beefing. So Princess Love tells Brandy to shut the F up and then doubles down and says, and I should post the text message you just sent me. Sis, post the text messages. You post everything else. Post the text message. Let us see what Sister Brandy is doing behind closed doors. Let us see. But here's the thing. I like Brandy. Notice I didn't say I love Brandy. I like Brandy. I like Brandy ever since she was, you know, want to be down. You know, I've been rocking with Brandy since she wanted to be down and had her dookie braids. But once Brandy lied to me a long, long time ago, and I know some people like, oh my God, y'all still talk about that? She was just a teenager, and she just, listen, y'all act like y'all ain't never told no lie. Y'all act like y'all ain't never made no mistakes. Here's my thing. You got one time to tell me a super duper lie, and after that, I believe you capable of anything. Okay? The child told a super duper lie. I get it that you were trying to, try to maintain your reputation, try to keep it looking good for your fans. You know, you're trying to be a role model out here in these streets, but you got one time to tell me a super duper lie. If I be like, girl, how my hair look? And you be like, sis, it's cute. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's cool for your face shape. You know when you're telling a lie, you start saying dumb stuff. Like the way your mouth is shaped, the way the curls come down, that's cute. I can live with that type of lie. You can't tell me that you got married and had a baby and you and the dude don't even go together. Like that's a super duper lie. So once you tell me a super duper lie, I feel like you capable of anything. Okay? So that's how I feel about that. And I've seen Brandy do some hella shady stuff on social media in regards to Monica Brown. So I know that Brandy is capable of doing some not so nice things. So I was like, oh, so when Princess Love said that, I didn't have any issues believing Princess Love. But at the same time, when Brandy and her mom started dropping these alibis and excuses for why they weren't at the baby shower, my spidey senses weren't totally buying it. I felt bad a little bit, but my spidey senses were not 100% invested. And I'm going to tell you why. Something as big as a baby shower for Ray J's first child, if Brandy and her mama couldn't make it because they had a prior obligation and they knew they had this prior obligation, wouldn't it have carried more weight if Brandy's apology came on the day of the baby shower? If Mama Sonia's sorry I couldn't be there came on the actual day of the baby shower, not 3 days later, 2 days later, after a media outlet blows it up and says that y'all beefing. Then it's, girl, hey, bae, hey, mom, listen, get on social media and just say something real quick, because now all the blogs is picking up the stuff and they running with it. So go ahead and put something together real quick and grab that picture of them at the baby shower where they look real cute and happy and stuff and post that up. And then it'll shut everybody up, because we don't need no extra mess right now. Okay. Because people still think you pregnant and we still trying to get rid of that, so we don't need nothing on top of that. And make sure you put your body shaper on before you take pictures. Okay, girl, mama love you, bye. So I know, for one, if someone that meant something to me had something very special going on a day that I knew that I couldn't be there, I would say on that day when I know people are expecting me to be there, oh, boo, sorry I couldn't be there. Have a wonderful baby shower. I love you. So excited about my niece. So excited about the baby. God bless. I'm fitting to go put this body shaper on so I can get on stage and sing. And God bless. Not after 3 days later. So it wasn't even an afterthought. The afterthought would have been a day later. Maybe a, oh, hell no, I forgot, would have been 2 days later, but it was 3 days later. But, you know, it's neither here nor there. So at this point, here's where we are now. Nobody wins when the family feuds, the quote Jay-Z. Princess Love got to chill. Princess Love got to chill. I understand she is hormonal. I understand she is pregnant. I understand that she got a lot going on right now, but Princess Love got to chill. Everything don't need to make it to social media. It just don't. And even when people stunting on social media, she could have came in with a simple shake my head. That would have put all of us on, like, oh, okay, sis, I called it, SMH. We here with it, because I already felt it all up in here. So we here with the SMH. Got it. But sis be going out the window. Bloop, out the window. That last time she went out the window, Ray J pushed her in the pool. Y'all remember that? But sis be going beyond the call of duty. And anytime you're dealing with in-laws, because see, in-laws ain't easy. And you know, in-laws, you got two different families that are coming together sometimes. Thank goodness I love my in-law. I'm not going to say we didn't have challenges. But when you take the challenge to a public space where I can come into your comments and be like, if I was you, the next time I see her, I would punch Brandy right in that big space between her eyes, sis, because she done played you one too many times. Like, when you start getting all that stuff from the peanut gallery and all that different energy and all those different comments and all it's doing is feeding. It's feeding whatever's festing. And sometimes festering, not festing. Lord, what the hell is festing? It's feeding whatever is festering in between y'all. And it's only going to make it harder for y'all to piece things up. Like, a lot, you can't let people into your house. Like, some things just got to stay in the house. And Princess Love stayed taking stuff out the house to social media. And my thing is, like, I never understand the chick who blow her man up on social media knowing you ain't going nowhere. Like, why you going to blow him up on social media? Especially the chicks who blow their man up for cheating.
You gonna blow your man up for cheating. Now all the chicks he's cheating with is sitting at home laughing at you because you and your feelings, but they still sitting at home with their rent paid. So you gonna blow your man up on social media, Brandy Maxiel. You gonna blow your man up. Not even your man, you gonna blow your husband up. Like your man and your husband, yes, your man, your husband is your man, but sometimes it's your man, but your husband, you blew your husband up on social media for cheating. So all the chicks he's cheating with is sitting at home laughing at you. And then you go to Ayala Fix My Life for y'all to piece it up. If y'all ever catch me blowing somebody up on social media, y'all might as well call that the funeral. That's the eulogy for the funeral because it's dead and gone. It's over. If I got to blow you up, if I'm so mad that I'm willing to tell the world how mad I am, that, my friend, is the eulogy. It's a wrap after that. That's the eulogy. That's all I'm saying. That is the eulogy. So once it gets to social media with me anyway, that's the eulogy. But I mean, I see it every day. Chicks blow up their man, blow up their friends, arguing over rent money, arguing over hair, arguing over shoes, arguing over a dress because you don't wear my dress to the club and you got it musty and then you try to put it back in my closet. Like, y'all got to chill. And you know, social media has become an online diary for a lot of people who really need to go old school and just buy the little book that they crack open, use their little key to unlock it and crack it open and lay on the bed on their stomach and cross their feet at the ankles and write, "Dear Diary, today," and just do that. Because some of y'all be wilding out on social media. But that's another conversation for another day, I suppose. Okay, so speaking of somebody who just having a hard time, just a hard time. Why won't the atmosphere let Bobby V be great? Hey, Bobby V may need to find another planet to live on, honest, truly. Now, last year, he went through the whole finagle, shenanigans and tomfoolery with the transgender who claimed that he was down for whatever and then tried to run out of her apartment when he didn't want to pay the play or whatever it was. And then he later filed a lawsuit or something saying that it was extortion. And, you know, I talked to Bobby V's people and got some inside scoop on that situation. And my heart started going out to him because it really started feeling like he had been set up. Well, now he's a prime suspect in a rape case in Georgia. But here's my thing. I need to take my glasses off. Sorry, y'all. I'm not going to be able to read the comments because I got my glasses off. Y'all know I need a CNI dog and I can't see without my glasses. But Bobby V need to get saved. He need to get baptized again or something. He need to go ahead and confess to the Lord his sins and accept Jesus Christ as his personal savior again. It's just something going on with Bobby V that the atmosphere and karma and all the other things just have conspired against him because the timing of these accusations are a little weird. Because the accusations came like less than 2 weeks after he released his new album. Now, I don't know if he was having an album celebration shindig somewhere and something went down. And then the girl went and filed a police report on Monday the 19th and said that she was allegedly raped by Bobby V. And Bobby V said again. Okay, y'all, I can't see. Bobby V said again that this is just a poor attempt to extort him for cash. And I'm like, Bobby V, how much cash you got, bro? Because everybody trying to get your cash with lies. Like, something ain't right. And something ain't adding up. Now, I don't know people personally. So I'm never one to say, that man ain't raped nobody. And at the same time, I'm not one to say, I bet his ass did rape that girl. Because I just don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know. Just like I'm still on the fence. I don't know whether or not I believe Trey Songz beat the little girl up at the NBA All-Star party. I don't know. I saw her with bruises on her back. And I saw her laying in the bed looking like Young Bae from Black Ink Crew. So I don't know. I don't know. But I don't know. I'm confused. I don't even know if Nelly guilty or not. I can't call it. I wasn't there. But to be involved in a rape case, literally less than 2 weeks after your album drop, that sounds like somebody ain't want them sales to go somewhere. or you done pissed one of the producers off or something. But I wish Bobby V the best. It's, you know, it's different lies that can be put out here on you. And, you know, we know that celebrities are often targeted. That's not unfathomable. Oh, I can't say that word either. I'm gonna keep it pushing. But it's not out of the ordinary for a celebrity to be targeted. Okay, let's just say that. But dang, Bobby V. And then when I posted the story, y'all was like, well, was the woman transgender? And I'm like, y'all, please, y'all trying to kill me. And I'm trying to work. I'm trying to blog and y'all trying to kill me. But, you know, it's a bad situation for Bobby V right about now. It's a bad situation. Let's go ahead and talk about these Braxtons here. Now, first of all, I am totally here for Tamar Braxton's shaved head. I think that she looks absolutely beautiful with her shaved head. And a lot of people, she's really killing the look because she's fully embracing it. And you can see her confidence. I think at first she wasn't that confident because she was using Snapchat filters. Y'all know when you do something and you ain't really, really confident. So you throw a little filter on top just to test it. You put the little rabbit ears up here and the little nose right here. And then when people like, oh, you're so cute, you be like, I am? Okay, next picture, I'm going to be, hey, next picture, ew. So, you know, that was some of y'all be doing. But anyway, so Tamar got this bald head haircut. She did it right before her birthday or either on her birthday, something around. Her birthday was on St. Patrick's Day. And she got this haircut. It looks really good. I like it. I like it a lot. She has a great head for it. And then Snoop Dogg's little girl, Corey, she shaved her head too. And then India Irie shaved her head again. And people had the nerve to accuse India Irie of following a trend. Now, y'all know India Irie told y'all years ago she is not her hair and she is not her skin. So I said, Lord, these young bucks just don't be knowing. Y'all done accused India Irie of following a trend by shaving her head, but she sure read y'all for filth because she was not here for it. But anyway, so I think Tamar looks absolutely beautiful. You know, anytime a woman goes through something, they cut their hair. And so she's embracing the haircut. She's looking good. Well, then the story comes out that Braxton Family Values is coming back and Tamar is not promoting the show because she do not appreciate, and I did say do not instead of does not. She do not appreciate her sisters, the producers, and everybody else involved with her family, Braxton Values, trying to vilify Vince, her estranged husband, for a storyline. So I was like, now, I find it odd that Tamar and Tony, now Tony be playing crazy. One thing I like about Tony, if Tony don't want to be in some mess, she play crazy. Like she has no idea what's going on. So when Mama Evelyn was running around telling all of us that Vincent was putting the paws on Tamar and she had to hide out with little, Logan in the bedroom because Vince was up in there on his Incredible Hulk-ish. Someone asked Toni Braxton about that, about Vince putting his hands on Tamar. She was like, girl, what happened? Girl, tell me what happened. I ain't hear that. Toni D. Braxton, you need to stop playing with me. Now, I've watched Braxton Family Values enough to know that y'all will three-way, four-way, five-way call each other in a heartbeat to spread some tea. There is no way on God's green earth that you had no idea that Vincent was allegedly beating up your sister and your mama was telling everybody. But Tony will play crazy so she don't have to yay it or nay it. And I ain't mad at that. But girl, stop playing with me. So anyway, Tamar says she is not going to promote Braxton Family Values because they are using Vincent as a storyline. Well, then Tawanda, Tracy, and Trina were doing their own promo tour to promote the show. And they said, listen here. Listen, Linda. Listen, Linda. They said Tamar had all the commentary and all the opinions about our relationships when Gabe was acting a fool and sitting up online, sexing online with some random behind chick. When Trina husband, Tracy husband, allegedly had a baby with another woman. Did it ever turn out to be his baby or no? I can't remember. But he allegedly had a baby with another woman. Then Tawanda and her husband was going through whatever they was going through. Tamar had all the hottest commentary. She had all the latest opinions. So they said, well, they gonna have their commentary and their opinions on her situation with Vince. So fair exchange is no robbery. And I was like, well, they do have a point, but I just really hate to see them taking digs at each other publicly, because they are like, Miss Evelyn is just black excellence in her. So I just love Miss Mama Evelyn. I think she's beautiful. I think she carries herself a nice way, except when Papa Braxton come around with his new old lady, that's when Mama Evelyn be showing that she is from Baltimore, boo. Okay. She from all the way from Baltimore. So, you know, I just don't like to see them throwing shade and stuff at each other, even though Tamar had been going at them a couple of times. And, you know, so I just want them to keep it cute. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it real cute. But, you know, it is what it is. But I don't know. Listen, when you're doing reality TV, whatever is going on in your life is the storyline, boo. You can't pick and choose what go in and what don't go in. Once you sign them waivers and let the cameras in the living room, it gots to be what it gots to be. And I know that it's been kind of hard or whatever, but I don't know. Did anybody see the interview with Tamar and Vince on The View? And when Vince was like, all the things about me are 100% not true. And I was like, my spidey senses are telling me that you may not be telling the 100 complete truth. I don't know. I'm just not buying it. I'm just not buying it. Listen, I didn't think that Vince would be out here allegedly blowing up money and owing people millions of dollars and stealing, allegedly stealing money from record labels and all that. So, I mean, if he allegedly do all that, he will allegedly put them paws on Tamar's. I just don't know what to believe. But, you know, and even though I report celebrity news and entertainment, it's some things that I just don't like to see come down my feed. Right, biting folks and all, it's just some stuff I just don't want to see coming down my feed. It just ain't. And I mean, I don't care how many clicks it gets, you know, because at the end of the day, I'm a wife, I'm a mom first, and I love my family over everything. So I don't take any joy in seeing other families beef. I just don't. I mean, I report the news, and I know sometimes y'all be like, why are you writing about this and why are you writing about... Listen, it's my job. I have a job to do. It is my job to report celebrity news and entertainment. I can't pick what the news and what the entertainment gonna be. It is what it is. So I don't know. I just don't know. But I don't know. It is what it is. But I haven't watched the new season. I did watch the sneak peek that they released. I have it on DVR. I will probably watch it tonight, you know, to see what the first premiere episode was about. Speaking of reality TV, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta is back. It's going to be a no for me, dog. Yeah, Mimi's cool. You know, I had a great interview with her on Ice Cream Convo. Some of you may remember that. Carly Red is cool. She's always very supportive of Ice Cream Convos. But Kirk finally said the baby his. Psh, Negro, we could have told you that 2 seasons ago. You know, I can't believe him and Rashida still dragging out that tired behind storyline. But, you know, with that, and then they welcome in Spice, and then when they brought Erica Mena from New York to Atlanta, and she talking about doing music, I was like, sis, did you not hear the audio from the last time you tried to do music? It's gonna be a no for me, dog. It's too much. Like, it's just too much. And Stevie J still sleeping with the help. And I mean, what else is new? Sleeping with the help, ain't paying the child support, and about to go back to jail. All right, new storyline. You know, like what we got coming to the table? You know, Sierra and her husband, you know, her husband doing whatever it is that he doing. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Now, I think we talked about this before, but I just want to say this. With Kirk and Rashida, and I know some of y'all who've been rocking with me for a minute, you're going to be like, oh, I remember this story. After, who remembers the first season of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta? Raise your hand. Okay. You remember the first season of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta? The only problems Kirk and Rashida had on camera was he couldn't fill up a room for her video premiere. That was the only problem they had. That was the only problem they had, where she was doing a video premiere and it was like 10, 15 people in the room. And she was one, she was fussing with him because she didn't feel like he was a good enough manager and so on and so forth. Those were the only problems they had. And if you remember, raise both hands. If you remember that the season finale of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta season one was Kirk and Rashida renewing their vows because they were so in love. They renewed their vows on the season finale of season one of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. So I was like, oh, this is so sweet and this is so beautiful, but they don't have no storyline. And I was like, they don't have no storyline. So, and I, right hand to the Lord, I was scrolling through Instagram and I was scrolling S-K-R-O-L-L-I-N. I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw a picture and I said, ooh, what is this? And it was a picture and it was Kirk, Rashida, and Mona Scott Young sitting in their living room. And I said, what is Mona doing in Atlanta? Because Rashida don't live far from me unless they done moved or whatever. But they live near me. So I was like, why is Mona in Atlanta? And I was like, well, she probably here because of the show and stuff. But something ain't. Okay, so with that being said, the caption at the bottom of the picture said brainstorming. So I was like, brainstorming? What they brainstorming about? The season is over. Well, then the headlines start coming out. Is Kirk and Rashida going to get fired? Kirk and Rashida don't have a storyline. Will they get fired? Will they be replaced on the show? Blah, 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 blah. The next season came. Kirk was in the hot tub with the hose. And I was like, oh. Remember the meme with Hassan? Like, oh. So this what y'all was brainstorming, a storyline. So then Kirk was in the hot tub with the hose with Bobby V of all people, who is now allegedly facing rape charges. Well, a suspect in a rape case. They all up in the hot tub with the hose in the cabin. I was like, oh, and it's been downhill ever since. Kirk went from the hot tub to the club to the hoochie and the hose and to a baby on the side. And now the whole thing flipped up to a secret apartment on the other side of town. Oh, okay. I will never, ever, ever forget that post that said brainstorming, because when I wasn't quick on the screenshot, and I had told somebody about it, and I was like, yo, go look at this, because Mona Scott Young is over Rashida House and they are plotting on a storyline. And I went back and it was deleted off her page. That's all I'm gonna say about that. And I would really, really hate to think that Kirk and Rashida, all these years of marriage, all these years of love, all these years of business, all these years of everything they built together, y'all would sacrifice it, play with it, or even just allow it to go left to maintain a storyline. Then I started thinking to myself, well, was Kirk always like this? And he just tried to keep it cute for the first season because, you know, we heard the rumors. You see what I'm saying? So I was wondering if this is what he always has done, but he just tried to keep it cute for the first season. And then he got comfortable in the second and third season. I promise you, I saw something that said brainstorming. I saw it. I saw the picture of them sitting in the living room brainstorming. So I don't know what to believe. But this new season of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, am I going to watch it? Yep. Just so when it's time to talk to y'all about it, or if something does happen, I will be in the know. And I won't have to try to run back and watch archives and all kind of dumb stuff just to tell you what's going on. But I can tell you now, I'm not feeling it. I saw where someone mentioned Mimi and her new girlfriend. I love them together because Ty seems like a very good person for Mimi. Ty genuinely loves Mimi. Ty is not trying to exploit Mimi in any way, shape, or form. Like when I was over Mimi's house and those two were talking on the telephone, and just the way Mimi was when she hung up, just you could just see it all over. She just lit up like a Christmas tree. And you know, we talked about some things off camera, and I just feel like her and Ty are good for each other. I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know, you know, whatever, but I just wish them the best, you know, because Ty really, really, really makes me happy and vice versa. So that is one genuine thing that I can guarantee you is going on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta is Mimi and Ty. That thing right there, that's genuine. That ain't for TV. That ain't for cameras. That ain't for show. That ain't a storyline planned in the back room to try to keep it popping and keep it pushing. That is genuine. So I'm happy for Mimi because sis had a long road finding love. Okay. So good for her. I don't think there's any other reality shows or anything that I need to talk about, but let me know if there's a show or something that I forgot or I missed or whatever. Can we talk about, real quick, Aubrey O'Day and Donald Trump Jr.? Child, just when you think, every time someone says Aubrey O'Day, all I think about is, where are all my money making ballers at? Remember that from Making the Band? I said, well, goody god darn. Aubrey said, I'm going to follow the money trail, even if it leads me. To the Trump estate. So Donald Trump Jr. is now getting a divorce because Vanessa was like, look, I'm tired. I done kept it cute for these five youngins, but I'm over. I'm done. I'm cashing out. I'm putting a condo on my wrist and I'm cashing out on this BS. So Vanessa is divorcing Donald Trump Jr. And, you know, anytime there's some type of divorce, it's always one person that's like, oh, well, since they breaking up, let me tell you the true tea. And they dropped the tea on Aubrey and her alleged this affair she allegedly had with Donald Trump Jr. And then she wrote the song DTJ. And I'm just like, child, how childish are you? If you're going to be grown and have an affair, then be grown and name the song Donald Trump Jr. DTJ. Well, ain't nobody know what DTJ meant. Like, what? Whatever. So it is what it is. I mean, it was just something to laugh. Listen, I'm going to tell you what disturbed me more than the alleged affair. The way Aubrey's face looks right now, like I literally have to look under at the caption to see her name to know it's her. You talking about an extreme home makeover? Good grief. But you know, here's the thing with plastic surgery. And I know a lot of times we see people who go under the knife and we be like, oh my gosh, she messed herself up. She messed herself up. What you don't understand is it's a process. And I've never had plastic surgery of any kind. Thank you, hallelujah, Jesus. But I have watched enough people do it to realize it's a process. Imagine this. I go and I'm like, doc, okay, my nose is kind of, I need to get my nose fixed, right? Now, I would never get my nose fixed because I love my pig nose. My children have my pig nose. I got my pig nose. I got my pig nose from my mama. But if I was one of these celebrity people, right? I would be like, doc, I just need you to slender out my nose. Well, when then you slender out my nose, now my cheeks look too big. And then it's like, okay, well, can you take in my cheeks a little bit? So now I'm like this, and my nose is pinched up like this. And then I'm like, now my lip is hanging. I need you to tighten my lip or make my lips a little bigger. So now I'm looking like this. Now my eyes don't look right. So now I need you to pull this back. Because I need slanted eyes so I can pull and level out my nose. And then my lips is hanging like this. And then my eyes is like this. And before you know it, you look like Lil' Kim. It's that simple. Imagine getting your breasts done, but your stomach still hanging over your cootie cat. Now you got to get your stomach done because your breasts look perfect, but your stomach look like hamburger meat. So now you got to fix that because it done lapped over your cootie cat. So now you done fixed your stomach, but now you got love handles. So you got a flat stomach, a spare tire around your back, and nice boobs. Well, now you got to fix the spare tire around your back. Now you done fixed the spare tire around your back, but your booty looks sad. So now you got to have your booty lifted up. But when you lift your booty up, now the back of your thighs look too jiggly like this because you got a lot of cellulite and carrying on. So now you got to get the whole mommy makeover where they just cut you across the middle and grab all your skin and yank it up to your titties and then sew it and chop the extra off and then ask you where they want you to stick the extra meat. And that's how it happens. That's how it happens, folks. Not rocket science. You fix one. Look, imagine your car. You fix the alternator, now the radiator go out. Oh, what the hell? You fix the radiator, now the battery acting up. I'm telling you, that's how it go with plastic surgery. So what you need to do is just leave everything the way it is. If your boob is too little, get a padded bra. Your stomach too big, get a body shaper. If your booty tired, get a what's the little things called? Panties. Now don't go get them booty pop panties, because them things look like diapers. But basically what you do is you go get some of them spandex panties, right? And the ones that got like a little good fit to them. And then when you put your pants, when you put them on, you reach down. Now somebody told me this, I don't know this from experience. So then you reach down and you grab your booty cheek and you lift it up, right? You put the panties on, you grab your booty cheek, you lift it up, and then you let it go real fast, and then it'll fall back into place. But the panties will sit right under the bottom of your booty cheek, and then it'll give you that little, how you do it? I can't get it. That little pop. My mouth ain't doing it because I got lip gloss on. So it'll give you that little pop, but you got to grab your booty cheek, lift it up high as you can, after you put the spandex drawers on, and just let it go. And when you let it go, it'll fall back down and your drawers will catch it just perfect. And I promise you, it'll give you a little pop back there. And then just put on, and be mindful of the pants that you buy, because some pants aren't cut for a butt. Some pants are, and you'll know, because if you hold your pants up like this and they go flat down, straight down like that, that ain't right. If you buy pants and they a little saggy in the booty, that means it's room for your butt to pop in them, right? So remember, you don't have to get butt injections. You don't have to get silicone in your butt. Get a pair of spandex drawers, grab both of your cheeks, pull the drawers up, right? Pull them up, stick your hand down in the back of the drawers, grab your butt, lift your butt up, and let it go like that. And then it'll fall right into place. I did it earlier today. And my husband was like, boo, I see that booty. I was like, I know you do. But anyway, okay, so enough about that. But all I'm saying is, you don't have to get plastic surgery. There are options, okay? There are options. If you feel like you got crow's feet around your eyes or your jaw, because see, I got big cheeks, see? I'm going to do big cheeks like that. Okay, I'm going to tell you another trick. If you ain't liking the way your face set up, right? See like this? Because see, I'm getting a little older. You see, I'm 42 now. So you see, I got the little things right here. Okay, this is what you do. If your eyes start looking a little crazy, just pull your ponytail tighter. Listen, y'all going to learn, me and Jesus going to teach y'all tonight that you don't have to go under the knife. Pull your ponytail tighter. That's all you got to do. Just pull your ponytail tighter. Text me, DM me, email me. I will give you all my life hacks for your body. I got all the life hacks. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you, if I got shot right now, God forbid, this bra gonna bounce that bullet right back at whoever shot me. I ain't going out like that. I don't need no doctor. No, no, no. So, anyway, since I done told all my business, well, my friend's business. But yeah, so there's no need to go under the knife. I don't even remember what I was talking about. Oh, Aubrey O'Day's face. Yeah. Such a tragedy. But yeah, so anyway, with that being said, just remember, girls, just lift it up, let it go. Just lift it up, let it go. All right. So, I'm going to just tell you real quick. Columbus Short is out of jail. He only served 34 days of a 1 year sentence. I was about to say 100 day of a 1 year sentence for violating his probation, because he allegedly beat up his new wife in November. But the new wife said, he did not beat me up. Most chicks who get beat up say that. So, she says that he did not beat me up, but apparently the police believe so, cause he got arrested for it. He violated his probation, but apparently he, his attorney and his wife, have convinced the judge that he did not beat her up. So they let him out after 34 days and he is free. So, but pray for that brother, because he is just so talented and he be dancing and him cute, but he got some issues. He has some issues, and I really, really hope that he gets the help that he needs. I really, really super duper hope he gets the help that he needs. I guess I need to go now, huh? Because I partly feel like I kind of wore out my welcome, especially when I told y'all the spandex and the booty trip. So with that being said, what time is it? Yeah, I'm gonna call it a night. But thank you guys so much for tuning in and for kicking it with me for this hour and 2 minutes that we have been on. But just thank you guys so much for always being so supportive. Don't forget to download the ICC app. Do not forget to follow us on Instagram. Do not forget to subscribe to the podcast. I will definitely give you a heads up on the podcast, because like I said, my first podcast is going to be about the story of my life, the Zaviera story. And also, if you are in Atlanta, come out on Sunday to join me as I host the Ready Player One screening for Fandango. I am very excited about this. I am super, super grateful to Fandango for giving me the opportunity to host their screening. And if you want to come out, make sure you RSVP the tickets right away, because those tickets going like hotcakes. One of my homegirls texts me like, I'm trying to get my tickets, and it says that they are selling out. But luckily, they weren't sold out for her at that particular time. But so make sure you do that. I would love for you to come out and take selfies with me and kick it with me and watch a film and eat some free popcorn and drink some free soda. And so that would be a lot of fun. But if you're on social media, connect with me, send me a message, be like, hey, boo, hey, I watched your little live stream, or I'm one of your ICCs. Or if you're petty or you're shady, be like, yeah, I seen your little live stream. You know, people throw little on stuff when they be trying to belittle it. Now, yeah, I seen your little live stream. You was kind of funny and stuff. But what kind of spandex panties is it that you buy before you lift your butt up and let it go? So anyway, have a great night. God bless you all. Thank you so much for being supportive. Even after you finish watching this, you can share the chat with your friends so that they can come in and find out these life hacks so that they don't have to go under the knife, because going under the knife is kind of expensive, and I heard it hurts afterwards. All right. So have a great night. God bless you all. I love you, and I will talk to you soon, and keep in touch.